Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me today for another episode in our Consistency 365 series, where for over a year, because we do it 5 days a week, we are talking about practical ways to show up in consistency, not inconsistency, but in a consistent manner, because it's high time that we do this. All of us, we know how important it is. We understand the value of it. We know what to do, but we've continued to get in our own way, myself included. So how do we overcome these patterns? How do we overcome these excuses, especially these moments where we just don't care? And today I want to tell you a tool that helps me when I feel like it's too much, or it feels hard, or I think that there's some reason I just can't execute today. Here's what I do. Instead of thinking about where I'm trying to get in the next 6 months, or where I want to be in a year, or by this next upcoming holiday, or whatever that big milestone is in your mind, I shrink down the vision. Who do I want to be at the end of this morning? Who do I want to be at the end of this day? Yeah, you can do who do I want to be at the end of this week, but often when I'm struggling, I need to shrink it down even more than that. So I'm recording this at about 9 in the morning on a day where I work from 5 a.m. to noonish, and then I take over with the kids, and there's a couple hour break in there where I do morning stuff with the kids. Well, I can break down this day between now and when I take over with the kiddos and then ask it again. So who do I want to be by noontime today? What do I need to do to be that version of me at noontime today? And maybe for me today, that means somebody who drinks a lot of water, somebody who stays focused on my work, who doesn't give in to distractions. What do I need to do to be that person between now and 3 hours from now? And then when I shift over back out of work mode into mom mode, who do I need to be? What do I need to do to feel the way I want to feel or be who I want to be at 5 o'clock today or 4:30 today or 9 o'clock tonight? Shrink down that vision. What do I need to be? What do I need to do to be who I want to be in 60 minutes? 60 minutes from now. 3 hours from now. 8 hours from now. When we have these bigger visions, like this birthday is coming up, or this holiday, or this vacation, or this event, it's easy to say, I'll start tomorrow. It's easy to say, like, well, this one decision that I make right now at 8:58 in the morning doesn't really impact where I am in 30 days. But when we shrink down the vision, not only do we approach it with a higher level of confidence because we're giving ourselves less to do, but also we eliminate the appeal and the application of the, this doesn't matter, I'll start tomorrow, because we're just focusing on this micro window of time. So if you're working on consistency and you're having a hard time executing, shrink down that vision. What do I need to do to be who I want to be an hour from now? Not to show up magic wand as the ultimate person I want to be and have that happen in an hour, but for the next hour to be a good hour or a great hour, an improved hour, an acceptable hour, an effective hour, a productive hour, a healthy hour. And you choose the increment that feels good for you. There are some days where I feel like I can go a day at a time and that doesn't feel like too much. And then there are other times where I'm just a little bit on the struggle bus and I do 1 hour increments or 3 hour increments or morning, afternoon, evening kind of increments, but shrink down the vision, get really specific, and focus on that. I'll see you tomorrow.